Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Today we're looking at ayah from Surah Al-Dukhan, the 25th juz of the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Laylatul Qadr. Allah says, first thing about Laylatul Qadr, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Allah says the Quran was revealed in a very blessed night, Laylatin mubarakah. So the first thing we learn, what happened on Laylatul Qadr was a revelation of the Quran. Every divine scripture was revealed in Ramadan. But the revelation of Quran, the best of kitabs, took place on the best of nights, on Laylatul Qadr. Number two, Allah says it's Laylatul Mubarakah. It's a very blessed night. A night wherein you can earn a lot of divine blessings and good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What else does Allah say about this night? Fiha yufraku kullu amrin hakim. Allah says all important decisions and all wise matters are decided on this night. So in the hadith, Rasulullah SAW teaches us that those who will be born in the coming year, those who will pass away in the coming year, everything related to the individual with regards to your sustenance, with regards to birth, with regards to marriage, with regards to your earning, your incoming, everything is recorded and decided on Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr. That is why a lot of dua must be spent on your future and with regards to your plans for the future and with regards to personal things related to yourself on this night of Qadr. Tonight being the first odd night this year of the month of Ramadan, let us remember the powerful dua Rasulullah SAW taught Aisha radiallahu ta'ala had to make on this night. Allahumma innaka afuun. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Oh Allah, you are afu, you are the all-pardoning. Tuhibbul afwa, pardoning is what you love to do. Fa'fu anni, so do pardon me. May Allah grant us understanding.